There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Defensive touchdown was huge. Special teams were huge. I mean, Green Bay committed a personal foul in the opening kick. You had Fox with a 55-yard punt. You had a third quarter. He had a 60-yard punt. Mm-hmm. Isaiah Williams took a kick back to the 39-yard line. Fox didn't. His last punt wasn't great, but he still, I mean, in spite of that, I
think he averaged 50 yards a punt.
I mean, that's incredible. I mean, and I think he had a 33-yarder mixed in there.
He had one inside the 20. It was great.
He averaged 56.2 yards a punt.
So what, what did I have here? I had
punting 56.2, it says on the game book.
ESPN has it at 50. That's fine. Either way, it's 50. I love it.
Net. Hey.
His net is gross. The Green Bay rushing game, though.
Yeah.
Here's what I noticed. Because the Packers ran for 6 yards a carry. Josh Jacobs and Emmanuel Wilson, they ran all over the place, right? But here's what I noticed. In plays where DJ Reader and Aleem McNeil were in the middle, mm-hmm. not so much.
Yeah.
Not so much. But they gave – it almost seemed like we're giving you guys like 8 plays off – mm-hmm. And then, okay, we need you to go back in and do something. And those two up the middle, this is where any kind of pass rush is coming. They're collapsing the middle. They're sending those guys right back into the quarterback, and that's where any kind of pressure is coming. Mm-hmm. They're not getting any pressure from the outside. I can't wait for the Lions to make a move, because when they do have somebody that can get pressure on the outside, we're going to start to see the quarterback go down because of what starts in the middle and what finishes on the edge.
248-539-9797. No trades to report yet at this hour. That Zadarius Smith trade rumor that started yesterday. Nobody's denied it. It feels as though it's got legs. My guess is that the Lions and Browns have a deal in place. The Lions are just doing their due diligence, working the phones today and tomorrow to make sure that nobody else changes their mind, Vegas. Let's go to Michael next here on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Michael.
Hey guys, how you doing?
What's up, Michael?
Good. So yeah, I heard somebody say, or I don't know if it was you guys or somebody said like something, season's over or something or other. We don't make a trade, season's over. And I just want to take pause for a second and say, season's over. Let's rewind to, you know, last year. That season's over might mean, okay, we don't make it past the divisional round. A couple of years ago, we're not making the playoffs. Season's over this year means we're not winning the Super Bowl. So let's appreciate that for a minute. Right now, we're setting records that are absolutely insane. As far as the game yesterday in Lambeau, in the weather, like you said, with injuries, ejections, suspensions, we just respond in key moments. The pick six right before the half. Like, wow, that's crazy. They didn't score a touchdown till garbage time. And then our red zone, we talk about red zone offense. They balling. What about the red zone defense? Y'all can have as many yards as you guys want. But once you come down and it's time to score, good luck. And then I say Brad Holmes, amazing. He's a G in the draft, right? Dan Campbell, this is an entire cultural shift with what's happening here. They've got the special teams running. This run game, run D, turnover battle. That's how you win games last I checked at any level of football. So what do we do now on the edge? Well, that's the question. Well, how impressive have these backups been? Not at the edge, but on linebackers, we've been torn up a little bit there. And these guys we talk about, this is in the preseason. These are guys, quote, in Lions costumes. Well, these are the same guys that's out there now. We got depth in the secondary coming. If he going to be able to create some a little bit of pressure.
Okay, yeah, I think you make a strong case for the caller that had said that they're not going to go anywhere if they don't add a player. I think there's evidence to show that they can absorb it. I'd feel a hell of a lot better if they did add, and I think you would too.
Oh well,
and you're not going to turn it away.
I definitely don't want to give up like two first rounders, but we absolutely need to go get Za'Darius Smith 100%. If we can get Ojulari, Aiden Key, whatever, I would love. Max Crosby's not happening, but if we could get Myles Garrett, I don't know what that asking price is, but let's go pay that because is a G.
You do remember the last week, Mike Tannenbaum saying three firsts, Jahmyr Gibbs, and a second round pick for Myles Garrett.
Yeah, I'll puke in my mouth.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't say, in fairness, the caller didn't say no matter what.
No, but he came close.
Yeah, he was getting close.
You know what, though? He was talking about Brad Holmes. I want you to think about this. In the last four drafts, the Lions have had six first-round picks. The reason they had two extras was because of Brad Holmes.
Yes, because of the trade for the Stafford trade.
In retrospect, they've had six first-round picks. On a redraft, Amon-Ra would be a first-round pick. That's seven. Aleem McNeil would be a first-round pick. That's eight. Kirby Joseph would be a first-round pick. That's nine. Brian Branch would be a first-round pick. That's 10. Sam Laporta might be a first-round pick. That's 11. In the last four drafts, I think the Detroit Lions have essentially had 11 first-round picks.
Yes. Now, in fairness, how many of the actual first-round picks would not have been first-round picks if redrafted? Jack Campbell probably wouldn't have been.
Oh, I think Jack Campbell would be, yeah.
Slow down.
I think he would be.
Did you
see 13 tackles?
Kang, do you think Jack Campbell would have been a first-round pick?
That's a tough call. I have to go back and look at that draft, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I should do this for all of them. I'm kind of shooting off the hip here, but Jack Campbell absolutely would be a first-round pick.
And you defend your guy, Doug. J-Mo, though, he might not be a first-round pick.
J-Mo might not have been. You
know? Terrion Arnold, it's too early to say, but I'm going to go ahead and say they're all going to work out, and it's 11 first-round picks.
When someone says he's not a first-round pick?
No, he's a first-round pick. He's got first-round talent. You were rude the day you didn't draft him.
Say that again when Jack Campbell's all pro. 248-539-9797. Walter, you're next. What's up, Walter?
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
I just want to comment on the hit, Brian Branch hit, and maybe say a little bit about...
Okay, Walter, can you do me a favor and speak directly into your phone or take us off Bluetooth because you're hard to hear?
Okay. I'm going to take you off. I'll take you off.
Just a kind of a note to all of our listeners, try and take us off Bluetooth headsets before you come in.
Okay, is that
there.
Better?
Yes, it is. Go ahead.
Okay. First of all, what I didn't hear about the hit, I didn't hear flagrant and I didn't hear targeting. Am I wrong about that?
Yeah, targeting's not an NFL call. That's a college call. They have a lowering the head call.
Okay, but I didn't hear flagrant hit. I didn't hear him say flagrant.
Flagrant was explained.
Hard hit.
Flagrant came in after the after they talked to New York about it. Was it?
Yeah, New York. It was the senior VP of officiating, Perry Fuel, spoke to a reporter after the game, and he said, of the hit, we reviewed all the angles and clearly felt that he had time and space to make a different choice as the act was a flagrant foul.
Okay, I didn't hear that.
That's okay.
I didn't hear that.
That's why.
I was okay. Yep. Now, with regards to the all the trade talk and all of that stuff for the Lions, I want to ask one question. They have a second string and they have a taxi squad, right? Or what do you call the
practice squad?
Practice squad. And what I'm thinking is, That's what they're there for. They're there to come in and replace those players. But I realize Detroit's probably had more injuries than any team in the league. I believe I heard you all say that.
Well, I don't know that that's the case. I do know that I went through to look at injury reports to see what players we should stop talking about with trades or what player. And I noticed that the Lions injury list was awfully long compared to other teams. It was longer than most, and they've still managed to keep their train on the tracks.
Well, I understand that, but I'm just thinking that they should go to the second string in the taxi squad before they start talking about any magnanimous trade.
Because well, they've gone back to the well. I mean, how many times can they keep doing it? It's not just You lost Hutchinson, yeah, but you lost Davenport early in the season. You lost Kaminsky before the season began. You've lost Josh Pascoe for the last several weeks. I mean, they keep losing player after player after player after player. And, yeah, these guys that are on the practice squad and the backup players, they are filling in and they're doing an admirable job, but there is a big gap in the talent between the players that are hurt and the players that are getting a chance to play right now.
Yeah, look,
there just Let's be honest about it.
And if you look at this team right now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
And they have an opportunity in a way that's not super expensive to go out and add a player that can help and specifically make a weakness a little less weak at the very least. There's no reason not to do it. And I'm almost going to guarantee that they will. 248-539-9797. More of your phone calls and feedback coming up. It's Carson Anderson, 97.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.